Chapter 4. The Most Beautiful of God's Creatures. Lena realizes Boucha's workroom is less apothecary and more an arcane test kitchen, one that would have existed long before the concept of a test kitchen itself. It is a room from a time when cooks were also healers, scientists, alchemists, barbers, and who the fuck knows what else. Not to mention the fact that Boucha herself is not entirely human. Lena and Darren watch as the ancient woman rummages through piles of books that look as though they might have been bought in bulk to decorate the set of a Universal monster movie from the 1930s.
Goblins are most beautiful of God's creatures by far, she explains. I have a little goblin in me myself.
Ma'am? Darren asks. Boucha turns and smiles a grandmotherly smile on him. I've played a lot of D&D in my time, he begins nervously. He has, Lena confirms, a pathetic amount. Goblins are monsters, Darren finishes sharply, eyeing her.
What is monster?
Monster is a word that means...
I know what word means, Boucha snaps. I ask you what you think makes something a monster.
Something big and ugly that probably eats babies? I don't know. Boucha clicks her tongue, pulling out one of the dusty old volumes and slamming it against her carved wooden pedestal.
Image of goblins you have comes from angry, jealous lies. Lies made by men and women. Jealous they were of goblin beauty, goblin spirit, goblin perfection. They wanted their sons and daughters to stop running off with goblins. So they spread lies, painted pictures. They made monsters of goblins.
But if they weren't monsters, why would people believe any of that? Lena asks. Boucha turns the brittle pages of the tome.